Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You could pray, and every person in here is just one prayer and interpretation away from perfect health. You are only one prayer and an interpretation away from having the mind of God and knowing how to prosper and solve all of your financial problems. You are only one prayer and an interpretation away from having God give you wisdom about how to fix a problem at work or how to deal with a relationship or showing you what is going on inside of that other person that's caused them to be so bitter and to cause these problems. The Holy Spirit within you knows everything. And yet we just aren't drawing on it. We go around not utilizing what we've got. And all you've got to do is pray and ask God for an interpretation. And you know, if I had time tonight, I could give you, I don't believe this is an exaggeration to say, hundreds of times that I've been up against something that I didn't know how to deal with it. I pray in tongues and ask for an interpretation. And God has given me supernatural wisdom and has shown me things to do in ministering to other people, in my own personal life, in the ministry, over studying Scripture. That's how God has given me revelation. Now, there are some qualifications on this. You can't just pray and take the first thing that pops into your brain, because many of us are very influenced by the devil. Like if you're having a marriage problem and you're going to, God, show me what to do. And so you pray in tongues and the first thought that you have is divorce. I would be very highly skeptical that's God. God hates divorce. And so I'm going to share some things tomorrow that will put this into its balance. There needs to be some maturity. God's word trumps everything else. If God tells you, well, what you need is just a good night out with a prostitute, that'll solve your problems. I can tell you on the authority of the word of God, that wasn't the Holy Spirit. That was your flesh. Amen. This is not God. And so I'm going to put this in context and share some more with you. But basically, the principle I'm talking about, if your heart is right, you have the Holy Spirit, you can pray in tongues. Your spirit is praying. What is it praying? The hidden wisdom of God in a mystery. And you've been given the command that if you pray in tongues, pray also that you may interpret. And all you got to do is interpret and let this wisdom that is on the inside start coming out and influencing your thinking and giving you the understanding. And once you get the mind of Christ, it's like Peter when he needed tax money. Jesus, he knew exactly where to get it. Go catch the first fish that came up and look in his mouth, and there's a coin that'll pay your taxes and my taxes. There's not a person in here that owes the IRS anything that God couldn't show you exactly how to get that money where it is. God could show you just one thought, one idea. And you're just one thought away from being a total multimillionaire. You're one thought away from receiving the promotion and somebody recognizing the blessing of God in your life. All we got to do is draw on it. Let me put this little word of wisdom in here, that when you're praying in tongues in a church service, you have to stop and interpret in English to benefit the other people. And so in a church service, if you are giving a message in tongues and if you give an interpretation, then you have to speak it forth in English. But all this says is in 1 Corinthians 14:14, when you pray in an unknown tongue, your spirit prays, but your understanding is unfruitful. Or in other words, you just don't understand what you're saying. So when you're praying by yourself, the way that I've been talking about tonight, just seeking revelation, you don't have to stop praying in tongues and speak forth an interpretation in English. All you need to do is get your understanding to become fruitful. And the way it works with me personally, I believe it could differ from person to person, but the way it works with me personally is I just pray in tongues, but as I'm praying in tongues, you got to do something with your mind. You know, I don't know if any of you have ever prayed in tongues for long periods of time, but I mean, I one time prayed in tongues 17 hours without a stop when I was praying for this one guy. And if you pray in tongues long periods of time, if you just say a word because you have a goosebump go up and down your spine or something, You might not experience this, but if you pray in tongues over a prolonged period of time, it's like these scriptures say, it's not your brain praying, it's your spirit praying. And you could actually read, matter of fact, I read the Bible often and speak in tongues. You can have perfect comprehension. I could read a scripture and I could sit down and write a footnote on it, write a commentary on it. I could take a test what that verse says because I'm able to give my full mental attention to something because when you're praying in tongues, you aren't praying with your brain. But you know, if you were to just recite something with your mind, if you were in your mind to be quoting, Mary had a little lamb. It would have been a sheep, but it joined the Baptist church and died from lack of sleep. If you were to just quote that in your mind and try and read, you could not do both. You couldn't sit there and with your mind recite something and at the same time read something and have comprehension because your mind can't be successful doing multiple things. But when you're praying with your spirit, you can read and think with your mind and it functions completely independent because it's not your brain. If you haven't experienced that, it's because you haven't spoken in tongues a lot. But if you have spoken in tongues, you could verify this. And so when I first started speaking in tongues, you have to do something with your brain while you're praying in tongues. So I would just pray with my understanding. I would be thinking in English and thinking and praying with my mind, but at the same time I would be speaking out loud in tongues. And I used to do this when I first received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. I heard somebody talk about praying in tongues an hour a day, and I thought if an hour a day would do good, two or three would be even better. So I spent years praying in tongues at least an hour a day or maybe 2 hours. I don't do that now, but I started out and did that for a long period of time. And as I would pray in tongues, I would just be praying with my understanding. And before I even knew these scriptures and knew what was happening, I began to experience that I'd be praying in tongues, and all of a sudden a person I hadn't thought of in years would come to my mind. And I'd just start praying for them. And then, boom, the next day, this person that I hadn't seen in years would just be right in front of me. This happened so consistently that my lightning fast mind eventually figured out that there was a connection between praying in tongues and all of a sudden getting these random thoughts, and I would see them confirmed. Like one time I was praying in tongues. I spent about 2 hours that morning praying in tongues, and I was battling my own mind. It took me about 2 years before I got absolutely, totally convinced that my speaking in tongues was of God. I had old Baptist doctrine that even though I knew it was right, I would have thoughts of, boy, this is stupid. This is foolish. You're wasting your time. And I would have to stand against this. And it took me a number of miraculous things to confirm that it was really of God before I gave myself completely to it. And so I was praying in tongues and I was battling that negative thinking about that this was really God. And I'd spent about 2 hours praying in tongues, and all of a sudden the doorbell rings. So I go to the doorbell, and there stood a guy named Jimmy Majors, a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in 4 years. And he was standing there, and he didn't even say hi. He didn't say, remember me, or can I come in? He just was crying, and he just pushed his way in, sat on the chair, and started crying. And he said, Andy, he said, please help me. I've got to have help. And he started crying. And my first thought was, you could have been praying for him, and instead you've been speaking in this silliness and wasting 2 hours. And I started to feel condemned. And then my next thought was, how would I have known to pray for this guy? I hadn't seen him in 4 years. And then the Lord reminded me that when you're praying in tongues, that it's the Holy Spirit speaking through you, and He speaks hidden wisdom and things. And all of a sudden, I had a confidence that this is who I've been spending 2 hours praying for. And I was still a Baptist at this time. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit were new to me. And all of a sudden, I knew what his problem was. He came over to tell me the problem, but I just stopped him right in the middle. I said, let me tell you what's wrong. And I told him what had happened to him and what people had said and what had been done. And remember that 4 years before when we knew each other, we were both Baptist. And he was still a Baptist. And he didn't know that I'd received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he didn't believe in these things. It scared him. He quit crying. He immediately sobered up. And he says, how do you know these things? And I started telling him, this is the word of God. And I prophesied to him and I got that guy set free. And you know, what I'm saying is, this is how speaking in tongues operates for me. I pray in tongues, but while I'm praying in tongues, I pray with my understanding about things. And often, I don't stop and pray in tongues for 30 seconds and then stop and speak in English for 30 seconds and interpret it. It's just that as I'm praying in tongues, I just all of a sudden, and I'm praying like, say, if I was praying about, what I'm going to minister or what I'm going to do, all of a sudden I just get influenced by the Holy Spirit and my understanding begins to start being fruitful and I just know. I know. I know in my knower. I don't know based on anything physical, but I just have a knowing of what God's telling me to do. I know what God's saying to me. And this is the way I do it. So when I'm talking about interpreting your tongue, this doesn't mean that you just speak in tongues for 30 seconds and stop and speak in English for 30 seconds and you get a word-for-word interpretation. See, that would be a translation. There's a difference between a translation and an interpretation. Sometimes when I'm overseas, you know, Chris and Terry Wright, I remember when I was with them and I would say something, some of my Texas euphemisms or what do you say? Is that what you say? Or idioms? Some of the things that I say, I would just say, you know, you don't know come here from Sikkim. That's what I would say. And they'd spend 30 seconds, 40 seconds, a minute trying to interpret that and explain it. It wasn't a word-for-word translation. They were having to interpret it and explain what I was saying. So see, when you are speaking in tongues, it's not a translation, it's an interpretation. You may not know exactly the words to put it in, but you just have revelation. One of the very first times when I was pastoring a little group of people and we spoke in tongues, all of us that were at this thing, there was about, I don't know, maybe 10 people at this thing, and we were all praying and worshiping, and a prophecy in tongues came forth. All of us believed in speaking in tongues, but we had never done it publicly. We had never heard a tongue spoken or interpreted. As far as we knew, we were the first people in 2,000 years that had spoken in tongues.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net.
Our television and radio programs, our tapes, our books, our study guides, everything is designed to help share the Word with you. But you know, the very best way that I can get these truths into you in an in-depth way is through our Charis Bible Colleges. We have a campus right here in Colorado Springs with about 250 or so people. And then we have over 1,000 people that are in extension schools taking correspondence and things. There's many ways that you could take advantage of this, but I tell you, I just want you to be able to get saturated and immersed in this. And the best way I know to do that is through our Charis Bible College. So please call or write today.